You're listening to In Demand. You're listening to In Demand tonight for the first time on the show. Ben Howard, hello and welcome. I have to give you a solo round of applause. Lucy usually claps along with me, but it's just kind of me on my own.
Thanks for having us in.
So fill us in. Who are you? Where are you from? Influences, stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm from the southwest. Like, I started playing live and stuff at university, and I dropped out of university I was down in Cornwall for that. And I play sort of acoustic. I always struggle to describe and pigeonhole it, but it's kind of acoustic tunes, and I play the band at the moment. I've got India plays cello and Chris plays bass and drums, so we've sort of been working as a three-piece, and it's been really good, just touring quite a lot, playing a lot of music to a lot of people.
That must be an important thing for a new artist, just to sort of pound the pavement, so to speak.
Yeah.
And just get out there
totally.
And tour, do the shows. Are you finding that a lot of people are coming back to see you again and again when you're going back to certain places that you've been to before?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I've played a lot in London, and we've always sold out London shows. I think we're doing about 300 capacity, and that's sold out. And the places we revisit, there's always more people, which is amazing. I think it's really nowadays you have to test yourself and prove yourself on the live scene. I think it's the only way for musicians nowadays. That the people I really look up to are guys who tour extensively and are really good live, and it means that it means more people come to their shows, and they're an authentic musical talent, I guess.
The label you're signed to, is this right, is co-run by Ben from Mumford & Sons?
Yeah, they're just really cool guys, and they really wanted to pick up the record and push it out there under Communion. So, I mean, we're totally happy with that.
If people check out your videos that are online at the moment, they're obviously going to see that you're quite into your surfing.
Yep.
And stuff like that. Obviously, being brought up in that neck of the woods,
yeah.
Probably, I imagine, it's part of the mentality of the world down there.
Yeah, there's a fair bit of it going on down the southwest, for sure.
Does it influence you? Do you take that kind of feeling you get? Because I've never surfed ever in my life. I don't understand kind of whether it can feed the soul of a musician.
It's a funny one. I always try and keep music and surfing separate, but I think the big similarity between the two is it's that the train of thought, like, and the concentration on something, and that's the big joy of surfing. Is it doesn't matter what's going on. You can be having a hectic few days, or you can be in any sort of mindset, and you go out surfing, and all you think about is surfing for 2 hours.
Yeah,
I think that's the best comparison to draw with them.
Can you introduce Old Pine for us? We're going to play it now. Cheers, mate.
This track's called Old Pine. It's our first single, I guess.
This is In Demand. In Demand. You're listening to the In Demand podcast.
The podcast.
Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/AlexandLucy. You're listening to In Demand, and tonight we welcome back the boys from 2020 to the show.
Yes. Hey! We'll clap as well.
I apologise that Lucy's not here this week. She's on her honeymoon.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Yes. Although she's not the most organised of girls, she did get married nearly a year ago.
Still, yeah. I hope she's having a great time wherever she is.
Better late than never. She's in Morocco. Now, let's get this straight. It's a mini album.
Yes. Yes.
Why is it our full album?
Wow.
Because it smacks of laziness.
Even though we say it's a mini album, it's kind of close to a full album. It's got eight.
I was going to say, a mini album for me would be like an EP, which is like 4 or 5 songs.
But yeah. It's a really big mini album.
Yeah,
like you say.
You could get away with calling it an album. You've called it a mini album, but actually nowadays...
But I'm just going to show that maybe a 2020 album might be massive.
You know, like three CDs. Yeah.
A mini album might suggest that there's more to come.
Okay. How was touring with The Wanted? Did they give you any advice?
They were just, you know, the best thing about them is that they're such personable guys, and like, you know, they didn't sit down and give us a kind of, what, you know, a one-to-one about what to do, but you can just see from how they are, like, you know, what you can learn from that. On stage, they're great, and, you know, they're just really...
The rest, they're sort of muddling through, aren't they?
Yeah.
I find the Wanted are great when they come together,
yeah.
They're brilliant and they nail it every time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You see them off stage, they're just...
all over the place.
Oh, they are. Like, even backstage, you just kind of like see one flirting around one, and then literally they were never. And then about 5 minutes before, you see a tour manager running around going, "Where's Jay? Where's Tom? Where's Nathan? We're on stage in 5 minutes." So yeah, they're kind of very much like that.
Do you have you got any crazy fans now? Have you got any wanted style maniacs?
We I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we've got a few, but we love them to bits because
craziest things they've been doing.
I'm just trying to think. Actually,
any scary letters or?
Well, I get we get a lot
Lockets
of
hair.
We get a lot of proposals via Twitter and Facebook on a daily occasion, and a lot of get in my bed.
Yeah, get in my bed.
And well, at least they're forward.
Yeah, straight to the point, and
they're honest.
They're quite honest.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah, they, no, they don't.
I love the fact
words.
They're not being around the bush. They don't want to date you. They just want to have sex with you. So.
Yes.
Great. Amazing. So let's introduce a song. Anything from the album?
Oh, what should we play?
How many the general consensus on this one?
Should we play? Should I Get Down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Let's play Get Down.
Yeah, let's do Get Down.
I think everyone will like Get Down.
Can you do a joint introduction of this?
We can do.
Go for it.
Oh, here we go.
Hi, everyone. We're 2020.
And this is...
Get Down.
Amazing. Sam, Jack and Sonny. Thank you very much,
guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is In Demand. Is In Demand. Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand tonight. Pleasure to be joined by Miles Kane. Hello, sir. And welcome to the show.
Thanks, Alex.
Right, let's start at the beginning of the solo stuff, because obviously people are going to know you from Last Shadow Puppets, maybe The Rascals as well. But how do you take yourself out of being in a group to create solo material?
It's just a sort of, you know, it's just a thing that sort of happens, really. And when you finish touring with the Puppets and Rascals, and then, you know, rather than wait round till I do Puppets record number two. And then it was like, you know, what do I do? Do I have to band split up with the Rascals? It was, do you start a new band? Or, you know, I've got a good name, so it saves me thinking of a band name. So, you know, you went down that road, and there was something inside me that I knew that, you know, I'd make a record that was, it'd be rock and roll, and it wouldn't really sound like a solo artist, you know, it wouldn't be singer-songwriter. I wanted to make a grooving, upbeat, you know, sort of poppy record, and I always had that belief from day one, and that's the drive that drives you on and spares you on, and that's what I've done, and I'm just buzzing to be doing promo and to be putting a record out and go on tour and go and have it, you know.
A certain Gallagher brother had a bit of an input on the album as well, didn't he?
You know, yeah, just the press have blown that right out the water.
Oh, is that bigger than we thought it was?
He's just on this one song, singing with me, doing harmonies, and it's sort of a Mark Bolan type of tune, and, you know, what a legend and what an afternoon it was. And, what more can you say, really?
So you're kind of, just in a speculative kind of way, so Noel worked on the song with you, but you've also toured with BDI, haven't you?
That's right, yeah, finished that a few weeks ago.
So have you been theoretically caught in the middle of something here?
No, not at all.
How do you find the BDI experience? Was that good?
It was great, you know. Like, I've done a lot of support tours, and, you know, my music and BDI, it's not a million miles away. Mm-hmm. And I think if you like one, you'll like the other. And I think that's why it worked. And, yeah, it was a beautiful couple of weeks, you know.
You must have been an Oasis fan growing up as a kid. Surely you listened to them
quite
a lot.
Yeah.
So how was that from a personal perspective, not only working with Noel on a song, but also touring with Liam?
Yeah, it's crazy, you know. It's insane. And then on that BDI tour for, you know, every night of the gig, you look around at the side and Liam's there watching, and all of them, you know. I started playing a guitar because of Oasis, and, you know, you grew your hair because of What's a Story, Morning Glory. And it's just great, yeah.
You're going to join the Arctics on stage at the Don Valley Stadium gigs in June as well. And then is there going to be more Shadow Puppets beyond this cycle of solo stuff?
Yeah, there will be. Just, you know, whether it comes next or whether I do another record on my own, or, you know, we need to, we'll have a little chat, and when time's right, we'll do it, you know.
Amazing. Miles, thank you very much for chatting.
All right, mum.
If you could just introduce your latest single for us now, and we will play it on In Demand.
Hello, I am Miles Kane, and this is my new single, Rearrange.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand, and tonight I have successfully found a suitable replacement for Lucy. Finally, this is Claire Maguire. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You are back. Equally as pretty and equally as glamorous as my co-host Lucy.
So
tonight, next 30 minutes, all about you. Welcome back to the show.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
In Demand.
This is In Demand tonight with Claire Maguire. Claire, let's start talking about the song, because it has overtaken my life over the last couple of weeks.
Really?
Shield and the Sword. It's just amazing. It's so good. And just sort of talking about the video as well, because the video just takes it to a whole other place. Tell me about the concept behind that. It's quite Gaga-esque, isn't it, a little bit?
Well, yeah, a lot of people are saying that, and which is like obviously an honour to be likened to somebody who's doing so well. But with the intention behind that bit actually was I was inspired by Marilyn Monroe, really, for that particular scene, the blonde scene, because like she's always been an inspiration and icon to me. And when I perform, I kind of like to sort of take inspiration from her almost. So it's kind of like an alter ego type moment. That bit was, and then the scene with the gold men was kind
the
of
tiny pants.
Yeah, that one is, well, the whole song really is about me. It was very an empowerment song when I wrote it, and it was something where I wanted to stand on my own two feet and I wanted to be strong. And I think that it's kind of talking about my experiences I've had, like within the music industry and by being moving to London and all that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and really that scene is kind of like the thing where everything looks really strong and glamorous around you, but there's something that is, you know, it's kind of sometimes you have them really vulnerable moments. So
yeah, because you visually look quite vulnerable when you're singing those parts. And those girls who can get their legs akimbo, they're quite subtle, aren't they? We like that bit as well.
That was funny, yeah, actually, because the guy who did the choreography, he's a great guy called Jerry, and I remember turning up on the day and he showed me the routine. It was literally the day before and they started doing it. I was like, oh wow. But it was quite fun. I liked it.
It's nice to know you've got something in common now as well with Mariah Carey. I didn't realise you were inspired by Marilyn Monroe. Probably in a more serious fashion than Mariah is.
Well, actually, I only just got told that she called her child Monroe, which is really sweet. She's always been my biggest icon, Marilyn Monroe has, and I've read like all of her autobiographies. I've sort of like got posters of her, I've got books. It's almost like an obsession. I watch her films all the time.
Right, we're going to chat some more in a bit. Can you introduce your brand new single for us now, and we'll play it on In Demand?
Yeah, of course. It's my brand new single, The Shield and the Sword.
Discover In Demand online. There's always a chance to win. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand tonight with Claire Maguire, filling the Lucy-shaped hole in my life that has been here all week. She's back soon, though, which is good.
Oh.
She's been texting me every day, finding out the showbiz gossip that's been going on.
Where is she?
She's in Marrakesh, kind of removed, I think, from the internet and stuff like that quite significantly, which will probably be like losing an arm for her. So, of course, she's very excited about the fact she's just found out that your label mate, Ms. Cole, is going to America to do the X Factor.
Yes, yeah.
Do you think she's going to be good? I like the fact that we've got another Brit going over there to fly the flag for us.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's all feeling very English at the moment, isn't it? Like the Royal Wedding, Cheryl's going over to America, like Adele's going massively worldwide. It's kind of all like kind of UK-based fun at the moment, which is good. And I think Cheryl will definitely go down well. I mean, she's a beautiful girl. She's very real. She's very honest. And I think that will, you know, really translate with the American audience, I think.
And what about festivals for the summer? Where can we expect to see you?
Everywhere, really. Yeah. Like Glastonbury, V Festival, Tea in the Park, Oxygen, Bestival, Camp Bestival.
The whole lot?
Yeah, like a load.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Glastonbury's going to be amazing this year with Beyonce and Coldplay, isn't it?
Oh, I know. God,
have you ever seen Beyonce live?
No, and I basically asked my agent. I like forced my agent to make me play on the Sunday so that I could watch her in the night.
That's genius.
Yeah,
I'll be there in the crowd with you doing Single Ladies.
Yay!
Can you pick, before we bid you farewell, can you pick a song from the charts that you're in love with at the moment for us to play right now?
Okay, a song from the charts I'm absolutely in love with right now is She Said by Plan B.
Okay. Excellent. And I won't ask why, because you're his mate and you think he's brilliant. It's kind of self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Claire, we'll look forward to seeing you again very soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests
every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.